is nothing more inspiring than a woman being unapologetically herself.
The answers are all in your heart.
She's waiting.
She's waiting.
She's waiting for you to set her free.
Welcome to Be You Podcast. I'm Jill Herman, and I am so glad you're here. I was broke, insecure, and craved approval. But with grit, hustle, and sacrifice, I still built a successful multi-million dollar business. 10 years in, burnout, I slowed down and looked inward. In that silence, I discovered that the same level of success could have come to me with much less effort and so much more joy. That's when I threw out the expectations of the world and chose to unbecome every single thing I thought I was supposed to be. And the real me was uncaged. It was far from easy. And in this podcast, I'll offer my entire journey as a roadmap so that if you're ready, you can finally be you. Hey, it's Jill. I'm happy to be back with you one-on-one. We just had two amazing episodes. If you didn't hear them, oh my gosh. Rachel Ruth Tate talking about astrology. And I've had really, 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 really great feedback and a really great response from people that I didn't think would actually be interested in those episodes. But like me, they were secretly curious. And it was a safe way for them to take a little sneak peek. And they had the same response that I did, which was, holy shit, it was amazing. So if you did hear them, I'm sure you agree that they were great. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a life update, especially because the second part of the conversation, we had two episodes. The episode you just heard last week was her doing a one-on-one reading with me, going deep into my astrological chart, learning more about who I am, why am I this way, what can I expect over the next year, et cetera. It was really fascinating. Side note, I ended up having her read chart for my three birth children. I haven't done my bonus kids yet. And I learned so much about them. I highly recommend it. I want to share a few things with you because on that episode, I said to her that I was feeling, I wouldn't say anxious, but I wasn't excited about some travel coming up in the month of March. Grateful to be able to do it, but just didn't feel good in my gut. And it's funny because without me doing anything, the universe sort of conspired to make it work out that I wouldn't be traveling that much in March. I didn't feel called to do it and it didn't feel aligned for me. So we were supposed to go away for 3 consecutive weeks. Again, you might be listening going, why would you be complaining about that? Certainly not complaining. It just didn't feel right to me. That's all I can say. So I had shared that on the episode. And then right after that, it just happened to be that the trip to Nashville got canceled and my trip to Austin to do my psilocybin journey was pushed out to the first week of April. So for the month of March, I am very happy to be staying home all the way until the third week when my husband and I are going to go see my brother and sister-in-law in Florida. And I'm sharing that with you because sometimes we feel called to make things happen and we don't. Sometimes we feel called to make things happen and we do. And sometimes the universe just does it for us. And I feel truly like I manifested that. Like I'm really good at saying no. I've told you that many, many times. I'm really good at saying no. And I say yes when it's a hell yes, a full body yes. Otherwise, it's a no for me. That is how I live my life. Period. End of story. And for some reason, I didn't feel called to say, hey, I'm not willing to go these times. I'm not willing to do that. And I'm not sure why. I wasn't afraid to. It just, I think that down deep or subconsciously or maybe intuitively in my tissue, in my body, I somehow knew that it was just going to get taken care of. I just kind of knew it would work itself out. And it did. I also want to share with you an interesting story. So I was talking to somebody about a podcast interview, her being on my podcast, and I do want her to be on my podcast at some point. But from the very beginning, something felt off. I couldn't figure it out. I even reached out to a couple of mutual friends and I'm like, something feels off about this. And I don't have a clear answer as to why it feels off, but something feels off. I couldn't figure out what felt off about it. I didn't have a clear answer. And so kind of like with my plans for March, I felt like it was just going to work itself out. And it did. So I was messaging back and forth with this person, and she came across as like a cat. And I have a couple of people in my life like that. And it's not bad and wrong. It just is. Do you have a friend like this or someone in your life, or has anyone shown up like this with you where it's like they come like a cat and come close to you and maybe rub up against your leg and they want to be petted, and then they just like dart off and you have no idea when they're coming back? I have a few people in my life like that. This person isn't like a friend. I've never met her in person, but we have a close connection. We've talked about some really deep stuff. We've been messaging each other for, I don't know, maybe about 3 years. And so, and we just do feel very aligned about a lot of things. And so I really do like her. What I know of her, I really, really like her. And so I don't take it personally at all. But my point is that in these conversations about the podcast is like, it came across like she was all in. And then she would just like be quiet. And I even thought to myself, does she even listen to the podcast? Like, I don't like to have people on who don't listen to the show. There's something that feels off. And I was messaging with these two friends of mine who are mutual friends with her. And I said, you know, it just feels, something feels off. I think I'm going to cut her loose. I messaged her another time about doing the interview while I'm down in Nashville. Remember I told you I didn't feel like going to Nashville? Well, I kept saying, you know, when I message her about it, it's just she's just very evasive and kind of vague while she's saying in words, yeah, it'll be great. But the energy I could feel if there's something holding her back or there's something in the way. I couldn't figure out what it was. Well, finally, I was like, you know what? I'm going to put up a boundary. And I just sent her a very clear yet kind, clear as kind message and said, you know, it's not aligning. The stars are not lining up. It doesn't look like it. We should do this right now. Totally open to it in the future. I'm not taking it personally or making up a story, but I can feel there's some sort of block with you and it just doesn't feel right. So I'm just going to say it's a no. And that's after like three messages that day of me saying, hey, like what's going on? I need to have a plan. Are we doing it at your house? Are we doing it at a studio? I was trying to reserve a studio and this guy, Charlie, who was amazing. Have you ever heard of I'm sure you have heard of the band that was like famous for many, many years, Jars of Clay. He was in that band forever. And I met him through Emily. Emily is the one you've heard me play a little sample of her music. She was the nanny we used in Nashville for my little grandson. Anyway, she hooked me up with Charlie. He was doing me a huge solid and letting me use his studio. And he was even going to do the recording for me, which was so generous of him. And he needed an answer like, bro, are you going to use my studio or not? And she wouldn't get back to me. She wouldn't get back to me. Finally, like, you know what? This is another sign. Like, I'm not upset, but we're not doing it. And so I canceled it. Well, guess what? As my friend Sandy says, oh, my wordy words. So as it always works with energy, you know, I always say that it's like a parking lot. You open up a space or a spot and then you allow room for something else to come in, not just something else, but something better, right? So there is someone named Jessica Zweig, who I have been following for a few years now. I wouldn't say I'm like a fan, but like I really like her content and she seems cool. And she's someone I would love to have on my show. I loved her book. I like her podcast. I just like her vibe. And she's going through this metamorphosis, this sort of rebirth that's way more in alignment with me than her boss babe stuff she used to share. And I messaged her on Instagram the day I was saying that I really felt like I needed to cancel the other interview in Nashville. Jessica just moved to Nashville. So I messaged her on Instagram. She has no clue who I am. And I said, hey, I've messaged you before. I don't know if you've ever seen, if you're connecting the fact that I've commented on your stuff a few times and you've commented back, but I'm private messaging you saying I have this podcast. Certainly not bragging, but definitely want to get your attention. We've got listeners in over 100 countries, top 1% in the world, top 100 in multiple categories, da da da. And I'm only sharing that because it'll definitely be worth your time because she's got a lot going on to be on my show. And my audience will love you. I guarantee it. Then I sent the message to my new friend saying, hey, I just feel like I need to cut this other person loose. Like it just, something does not feel right about it. And these are women I've referenced before. I just referenced them in the episode about astrology. And we're just very connected in our hearts and spiritually, et cetera. And we just get each other. And I said, what do you think? And they're like, yeah, totally agree. It probably isn't the right time. So that's when I cut her loose and said, hey, it's not going to work. Just picture like you're fishing and then you just like cut it loose. Well, within about seconds of that, I get a notification and Jessica's wife, within seconds, messages me back. And that alone is surprising because she had a ton going on, launching a new podcast, doing a big thing in Nashville. And I think she has someone who manages her Instagram account. She messages right back, oh my gosh, Jill, that would be great. Would love to be on your podcast. Just send me an email. And that was just confirmation for me. And I said to my friends, you see how it works? I always say that. Be willing to say no, be willing to let things go, be willing to do that because something better is going to come. Not like, let's not interpret that as judging that this woman's better than the other woman. No, something more aligned, something that's a better fit for that time. And it can't show up if we're not willing to create space for it. We create space in many, many ways, right? But one way is to say no to things, to say, no, I'm not doing that. No, I'm not going on that trip. No, I'm not doing that interview. Nope, that's not going to work for me. Actually, I'm going to cancel and I'm going to change my mind and change the plan that I had because it just doesn't feel right for me. And we have no idea many times why we're doing it. It just doesn't feel right. Sometimes it's just to practice the art of saying no, right? Practice putting ourselves first, practice creating space. And many times it's also to allow something else to come into our field, something else to move into that spot in that parking lot. And something did move right into that spot that was being held for this other person really by like good intentions. It wasn't really that I felt it was aligned. I felt like I was supposed to keep it open because I did tell her she could be on the show, but it didn't feel right. Well, on top of that, guess what? We were supposed to leave for Nashville today. The interview would have been today. And my husband and I were meeting, having a quick little lunch before he was leaving because I told him I wasn't going and he didn't feel well. He's a pilot. He flies himself. And he's like, I can't go. And so it wasn't going to work out anyway. So anyway, and I have another little update for you. And when I share this, some of you want to know about my life and you're curious. And I've said before that I love listening. I watch reality TV. There are certain people I follow, Shalene Johnson. I like hearing her talk about like what's going on in her life. It's interesting to me. And some of you, which I think is totally appropriate, don't really give a rip about my personal life. And I get it. But I think you'll still find this interesting because everything I share about my personal life, there is a nugget for you. There's something in there that you can apply to yours. I coached people for years without being trained, certified, licensed. I just did it. I took what I learned, what I transformed in myself, and I would share it with other people. And then I actually did get trained and certified in a really intense program as a trauma-informed life coach. I only say that because it goes into my life stories. When I share with you stories from my life, I'm also putting some coaching messages in there. Okay, so I want to give you a little bit of a health update. So the other day I said something on Instagram about how I just had another reminder when it comes to my health that it's so important, in my opinion, for us to look in a lot of unexpected places for answers, to not rely on the information that we get from our quote unquote trusted sources, to be willing to look at unconventional sources and alternative healers and things like that. You don't have to do it yourself or agree with me. This is what I believe. And man, I'm glad I've done that because I told you a couple weeks ago that we were waiting on a hair sample, HTMA it's called, and a 24-hour urine where you're like tinkle in a cup and then you pour it in this big brown jug for straight 24 hours straight. You collect it, then you take a sample out, and then you mail it to the lab. And my doctor was waiting on those results. Now, what I didn't say is that my doctor has been trying to get me to do those two tests for like, oh, I don't know, 9 months. Like, no joke. Like, I've had this shit in my house for 9 months. Like, I just couldn't do one more thing. Even though it wasn't hard to do, I could not take another. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't get myself to do it. And I've mentioned to you that I have to do things in baby steps and piece by piece and layer by layer. That's just how I have to do things. And well, I wish I would have done it a lot earlier. Here's what we found from the results. The reason I say that I'm glad I didn't take the advice of just like one source is that I had two doctors telling me that they needed to surgically remove my uterus and my ovaries. Okay. Like, I can't even remember what I was diagnosed with. I really can't think of the word right now, but I was having like hemorrhaging all last year. Horrible pain, horrible hemorrhaging. It was awful. And I have this condition. I'm actually glad I've blocked it out because I don't want to have that label attached to me, but I have some sort of condition. But the beautiful thing that I found out from alternative medicine is that, yeah, it's a real thing, but it goes away after menopause. So if you can just hang on and get through menopause, you don't need to have your uterus removed. Well, kind of wish those doctors would have told me that. They told me that two separate physicians told me that I needed to have a full hysterectomy soon. And they also told me that in the meantime, while I was waiting for the hysterectomy, I needed to go on birth control. Well, then I found a couple of doctors, and one of them was featured in our series in January, who are functional medicine doctors, who then also did another, you know, few years of training on their own at their own expense with the top anti-aging experts in the world and hormone experts in the world. So I found Dr. Salome Mezgati and I found Dr. Leland Stillman through, got to give him credit, Josh Trent, who is the host of Wellness and Wisdom, over 12 million downloads, amazing podcast. And I had reached out to him and said, okay, can you help me? Like, I feel like I'm dying here. Like, I need a really, really, really good holistic functional medicine physician who's like the best. And so I got those names from him. Anyway, I finally got the results back and here's what we figured out. And this is without any blood work, by the way. My updated blood work won't even be ready for another week. But we found out that one, I have an extreme deficiency in selenium. Like, he's never seen a deficiency that low. And selenium regulates our thyroid. And I told you I've gained 40 pounds. I've had all these other symptoms that we didn't understand, even after having my implants out, right? My breast implants out. So there's that. I was deficient in zinc. And we also found something we already knew probably we would find, which is that I still have heavy metals in me from the breast implants. Anyone who tells you that heavy metals are not in breast implants is lying to you or they are uninformed. Breast implants do contain heavy metals, okay? So I'm not saying don't have breast implants, but if you have them, just be aware of that and make sure you're taking care of yourself. So I still have heavy metals in my body from having implants for 25 years. So what he was able to see through the hair sample is that they're not showing up in the hair. You might think, oh, great, that means you don't have them. No, they're there, but they're not leaving my body. So we're going to do a big heavy metal detox, and then we're doing a big parasite cleanse. On top of that, ready for this? Found out that the hormone replacement therapy, the bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, which is in the form of oils, because they're easily to control. You can change the dosage because my hormones were changing very rapidly. That's why we didn't do the pellets. You've heard about pelleting probably, where they put it just underneath your skin. The oils that I've been putting on my body, slathering on my body day after day after freaking day for 15 months aren't penetrating my fucking skin. Yes, that's what we figured out. This is why I've gained another 15 pounds over the last year. This is why I wasn't able to put on muscle. This is why I had no energy. This is why. So extreme deficiency in selenium, which controls your thyroid, a couple other deficiencies, heavy metals, and then, well, my progesterone and estrogen are still in the bottom of the barrel, in the freaking toilet, even though I've been slathering myself with these hormones for 15 months. My DHEA was high, but my testosterone was low. So they're changing everything up, moving to oral hormones. And anyway, there's a whole plan in place, but I'm giving you an update because it's an interesting life update. And many of you have been following my health journey for a few years now. And just a reminder that sometimes we have to do things we don't want to do. And I knew intuitively that I should do those two tests, and I allowed it to be overwhelming. And so I could have had this news 7 to 9 months ago. But it also is a lesson to just go with the flow. So I'm just going to roll with it and move forward and know that everything happens the way it's meant to happen. So that's what's happening in my neck of the woods. Speaking of woods, I had a few people as in two. I'm never going to be that person. It's like, I had a bunch of people ask me, and it's like one person. I had two people ask me on Instagram in the messages that sometimes I don't see because I'm not connected to them on Instagram, when I'm going to have a retreat. And I had someone else say to me, Kathy, if you're listening, I love you, Kathy. Well, I can see I wasn't invited to the retreat you had. So I had that retreat in my home a few months back. It was amazing. I did not invite all of you, but that was intentional. I wanted to invite just some of my closest friends. I wanted to try it out, see how I felt about it, sort of like test it on them and just get comfortable with the idea. And at the last moment, I did invite one specific listener, Magda, who has just been just relentlessly supportive of this podcast, like every episode, sending me messages, sharing it on Instagram, telling me how it's changed her life. And I was like, God, spirit just told me to reach out and invite her, even though she lives very far away in another country. And she came. Anyway, so I've been feeling into this whole retreat thing. And I think I'm going to have another retreat on our land in my home and invite listeners to be a part of that in September. So I will share more. The only reason I say not in the summer is because it's going to be pretty hot, but I actually might even end up doing it this summer. Summers in Indiana are beautiful. So just stay tuned for that. I'm giving you my word that I'm going to be having one. It will be a small number of women just because of the way I need this retreat to be. It will be open to like maybe seven of you. I'm really excited to say that out loud. Okay. So I just wanted to share with you before closing that it's not just important. It's not just a loving thing to do for yourself, but it's imperative that you slow down. You can be a badass. You can be very successful. You can be hardworking and you can be driven. You can be a devoted mother and a devoted spouse, partner, friend, daughter, community activist, whatever you want to be, and still slow down. You can do both. I just spent time, I'm in my goddess room, my womb room, my pink room, my ovary office, where I play my crystal alchemy bowls and where I dance and where I meditate. And I started to say that I saged the whole room, but that would be interesting to say sage because I use copal. But I smudged the whole room with copal and I danced and I found myself chanting and I found myself singing. And then I played my bowls and I meditated and I breathed and I prayed and I asked for wisdom and guidance to come through me for this conversation with you. And it just was so clear to just keep it simple and remind you that it's imperative that you make time to slow down, to connect with yourself, to connect with your breath, to go into your body and connect with your body, to remind you that you cannot intellectualize your healing. You can read all the books. You can have all the psychic readings. You can listen to all the podcasts. You can do all the affirmations. You can think about, you can talk about, you can do therapy about your life and what you want to heal and what you want to call in and what you want to release, all you want, and it's all good. And it will never, ever really, truly get to the root, to the cause, to the center, to what's underneath it all, to what's driving every word you say and every way you be. It's imperative that you slow down enough to be able to connect with yourself, to feel those messages, to find out what wants to be healed and released, what wants to be said, what wants to be seen. It's imperative that you slow down enough and get quiet enough and tune out all of the static and the interference and the noise of the world and the opinions and everything that's tugging at you and pulling at you and calling your name and asking for you. It's important that you get quiet enough that you don't hear any of that so that you can hear love's voice, God's voice, your voice. And when you do that, you'll remember that slow is smooth and smooth is fast. Slow is smooth and smooth is fast. That slowing down, going inward, resting, connecting, breathing, sitting in the bathtub, grounding on the earth and just laying on the earth, touching the trees and walking in the woods, being alone long enough that the chatter in your head and the thoughts in your head are not what you hear, but instead it's the whispers and the song of your soul and your heart, connecting with yourself enough that your body feels safe enough to express some emotion, to allow some tears to flow, to allow some anger to come out, to allow you to punch a pillow and scream into it. Remember, the more you're willing to release and emote and let go and transmute, the more love and joy and peace and happiness and laughter and abundance and success and love and friendships you can hold. That's the answer. You can keep piling things on and saying yes and doing more, and you'll get rewarded by society and everybody will tell you how amazing you are, and you'll just keep losing yourself. You'll become more and more disconnected from who you really are. But if you would just take time every day, not journaling because it's part of your morning routine and people tell you to do it, but taking time to empty the trash can, so to speak, allow yourself to feel, to tell yourself that you love yourself, to tell the little girl or the little boy inside of you, that inner child, you're safe. It's okay. You can express. I told my friend who's been involved in personal development for many, many years. She's so successful, an amazing mother, an amazing wife, an amazing friend. She's a coach. She's a businesswoman. She's built multiple multi-million dollar businesses. She's got a successful podcast. And I just found out by listening to her podcast that she's never done this. She's done a lot of spiritual work, tons of personal development and mindset work, but I had no idea she'd never gotten into her body. What you and I have been talking about on this podcast for 3 years, the somatic work. And what I said to her is, actually, I'm going to read it to you. I said, I know you said that you're wired differently. And what she was saying is she's wired differently than people who like need more body work, that she's more of a therapy person. And if I could say this, and my wish is that you'll receive this with so much love, therapy is safe. Because we get to mostly stay in our head and we get to intellectualize our healing. Yet it will never truly get to the root cause. We have to go deep into the body, deep into the dark, scary crevices. Without somatic work, we never truly get free. I told her I did therapy with a therapist who has 2 PhDs for 7 years. And my husband and I ended up going together and we were going weekly for months and months. But when we hired our marriage coach, who is an expert in somatic work and trauma, that is when our healing journey really began. I said, therapy can be really, really tough, and it can be really great and helpful, but it will never truly create the healing and the embodiment that changes our patterns and allows us to access that rest and digest most of the time. Sound, breath, and movement are the 3 ways that we can release. She talks about the times that she flips her lid and she goes quickly into anger. And I said, your lid flips are simply you leaking anger. I was the same way. It will stop, I promise. It's like bleeding on everyone who has never cut us. Anger burns will be your friend. That's a somatic exercise I've told you guys about. That's the beating on the pillow, etc. I told her, and I'm going to tell you, the hypervigilance will go away. You'll soften and you'll be living in the exhale. That's my wish for you, that you'll be able to live in the exhale. I did not know this was possible. I still fall into the trap of worrying, trying to control, catastrophizing, obsessing over what could be happening with my kids or what might happen with my kids. But the difference, remember the parking lot analogy? I've got 2 of them, right? I shared one earlier. The other one I share is that the difference is that when you've done this type of work and you commit to it, your shit's going to come up. Your old patterns are going to come up, but you will go back to center more quickly, much more quickly. And you won't go off course as often. You might worry or catastrophize or flip your lid or freak out or get anxious, whatever. But you will do it less often and you'll come back to homeostasis, come back to home plate, come back to norm, come back to center, I should say, more often, much more quickly. How does that connect with what I said earlier? You can't do it without slowing down. You can't. You've got to be willing to slow down. What wants you to keep in that fast pace is your nervous system in fight or flight. It feels safe and comfortable to be go, go, go in your head, detached, out of your body, over-promising, over-delivering, saying yes all the time, being amazing all the time. That feels safe even though it feels like death. Remember, we will choose a familiar hell over an unfamiliar heaven until we do this work. So I invite you, starting today, to just take 10 minutes, no phone, no one else around, just you and your breath, a hand on the center of your chest, which is your heart center, the other hand on your belly button. That's your nurturance canal. Closing your eyes, breathing slowly in through your nose, out through your mouth. Just do that like 30 times slowly, 10 times maybe. And then just breathe normally, but keep staying connected to your breath with no expectations. Give yourself a big hug. Look yourself in the mirror. And you don't have to say, go get him. You've got this. You go, girl. What if you just say, you're enough. You're more than enough. I love you. You're safe and you're loved. Everything is good and it always will be. I hope this was something that landed for you. Even if you don't know me, I love you. I am cheering for you. And I'm so glad we found each other. I'll talk to you next week.